South Africa's revised integrated resource plan will be presented to Cabinet next week. Mineral Resources and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe made the announcement at this year's Windaba, adding that the plan will make room for all. Ntombifuthi Ntuli, who's CEO of the SA Wind and Energy Association, joins us on the line now to discuss green energy's power within that mix in the context of what's been coming out of the 9th annual conference. Thanks so much, Ntombifuthi, for joining us this evening. So, the conference this year happening under the banner Unleashing Renewable Power for African Development. To what extent has there been a recognition of what is to be unleashed?
We're looking at the role of renewable energy as a whole. But because we are a wind industry, maybe our focus is a bit more skewed towards the wind sector, that we have a huge contribution to make in one, decarbonizing the power system in the entire region, and two, addressing the energy poverty and providing energy security in the region. So that is what is needed to secure the economic development of Africa, and wind energy has the potential to provide that. And with the experience that we have built in South Africa over the past 9 years, we are ready to expand.
Okay, that on your side. To what extent is that being heard within government circles?
There is that recognition within government circles because there's a lot of structures. So I would say within SADC, we are joined here at the conference by the SADC Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency. We are also joined by IRENA. We are also joined by the African Union Commission. Which means for us, that means that there is a recognition at least the government structure.
To the extent that South Africa's revised its energy blueprint, the Integrated Resource Plan, as I said right at the top, it's expected to be presented to a cabinet next week. How much certainty are you expecting that to bring with it?
We expect, of course, an IRP that is considering least cost. And if you look at least cost, wind energy in the last bidding round was supplying at 62 cents per kilowatt hour. So we expect that wind will form a big part of that IRP that's going to come out next week. Wednesday, hopefully.
It's one thing having costs factored into the equation and the resources to meet energy access and some of the generation challenges we face as well. Another thing, having complete regulatory and political backing, Ntombi. An energy mix that's affordable has been a matter of fierce debate over the last couple of years. To what extent do you see this new blueprint actually bringing resolution?
It does bring resolution because, it's not just about energy security. I think over the past couple of speeches that the minister has said, he refers a lot to the need to reduce our carbon emissions, our commitment to the Paris Agreement, and the need for us to provide clean energy. So we are addressing all those angles and at the same time providing power, and therefore, for me, it makes logical sense to then have a power system that starts to increase more renewables. And the minister did recognize that we are going to be decommissioning a lot of coal in the next 10 years.
It may make logical sense, but under the government's Renewable Energy IPP procurement program, green power companies comprise 4.5% of South Africa's energy supply. So how much more green power do you see being committed to the IRP?
The National Development Plan, if you remember, set 20 gigawatts by 2030. We are looking to that as a guide. And the last iteration of the draft I have seen, we're saying 14 gigawatts of wind energy alone can be expected. Mm-hmm. So with that, we think government is then moving in that direction to say, let's bring more renewables, because in any case, we need to close the gap that is going to be opened by the decommissioning of coal.
We had Minister Gwede Mantashe come through with some warning today, saying that the renewable power industry has to make a contribution to South Africa in terms of ownership and manufacturing. Otherwise, yes, there's an inherent problem. Are we looking at a case of putting the cart before the horse here? Because surely for those kind of investments to be made, investors would need to be able to determine the kind of return on investment they'd be able to reap at the end of the day.
Yes, you're right. That kind of commitment is actually not a new thing. Localization has been with us since the inception of RIP. The Black economic empowerment and all the other economic development objectives have always been there. But we've always communicated to government that we need policy certainty for those things to materialize and make an even bigger contribution to the economy. So with the manufacturing facility that the industry has supported, it was the policy uncertainty to a certain extent and the impact that we went through that led us to one of the factories closing down. So I think government at this stage understands that for us to sustain the investment in the manufacturing facilities, we need continuity in the policy space.
Tombi Futhi Ntuli is CEO of the SA Wind and Energy Association.